Blog Talk Radio.
Just breathe.
Not My Reality Live. I'm your host, Marianne Ingor. I want to thank you for joining me on this evening and ask you to sit back, relax, and breathe as we explore ourselves and discover who we are and what we should be doing here at this place and time in our life. So sit back, enjoy yourself, and understand that it is a choice, not chance, that determines our destiny. So choose to access and display your greatest you on today. Now that you've chosen to accept, explore, and live out your destiny, yes, you have one. It's still there waiting for you.
Joining us on today. Want to welcome you and invite you to join me in the chat room as well as you can join me on the lines at 646-378-1135. We're going to be talking about today just a general topic, inviting you to pull up a chair, dial up the number, send me an email, and have a conversation that is going to address some concern that we're having. The goal is to ultimately increase our awareness and place us in a position to be able to do some things that we always knew we could do, but just needed that little bit of a buzz to get us there. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. We're going to take a few commercial breaks, and we will be right back.
Time to escape by attending the 2012 My Reality Tour, June 6th through the 8th. It's 3 days of interactive, transformational, holistic healing and empowerment. Register today at 414-604-6271 or by visiting MyRealityTour.com. That's 414-604-6271. Coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marianne Ifua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marianne Ifua at 480-269-1038. 480-269-1038. Or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com. EFUAFEAK.com. EFUAFEAK.com. Marian Efua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life.
And we are back here on another edition of Coffee with the Coach. I'm Marian Efua. I want to encourage everyone that's listening on today to think about how we can liberate ourselves from languages that no longer bear the support of our reality. When we're functioning in alignment with the Creator, you create your thoughts. Those thoughts create images, and those images will take on a physical form that impact your journey. Remember that your mind is the greatest instrument we have in the universe. As you think, so you are. Because the nature of your thought indicates the plane of mind in which you are tuned into. Thus, your thinking and your oneness is who you are. So consider this formula. Your intention forms your thoughts. Your thoughts are your actions and your deeds, which manifest your desired results. For you and your true reality, we're talking about letting go of some things in the past, identifying who we are. We're going to sip here in our coffee today, and we're going to embrace, or maybe you have a cup of tea, but we're going to really begin to trust that we can allow ourselves to discover and embrace our own truth and understand how we can stand in our own power and the alignment that we have to the great Creator. We're going to listen to ourselves, and we're going to trust our instincts and intuition. Pay homage to those attributes that are gifted to us through the Creator. There is power and strength in your embracing and listening and trusting and hearing the follow-through and the knowing and the action. Don't deny the gift of trusting you. That's what we're talking about. If you continue to allow yourself to be inundated by your past mistakes, your past experiences, how do we grow? How do we be able to have a positive exchange? How can we truly remember that it's not the end of the road? That all we need to do is take a moment and just breathe. Take a moment and take in a great big deep breath and embrace it and then blow out. Because that breath needs to have a place. That air, new air, needs to have a place to exist, a place to have an exchange. A place that allows you to fill your life with every aspect of who and what you are. We want to thank you for joining us here on today's show. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with our after this commercial break. And we're going to open up our lines at 646-378-1135. Time to escape by attending the 2012 My Reality Tour, June 6th through the 8th. It's 3 days of interactive, transformational, holistic healing and empowerment. Register today at 414-604-6271 or by visiting MyRealityTour.com. That's 414-604-6271. And we are back here on Coffee with the Coach with your host on today, Marian Efua. I want to remind everyone that we are here every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. On the second and fourth Tuesday, I have some of my good friends that come over and support me in the efforts. For those of you that want to get in the conversation, ask a question, or just make a comment, be sure to do so. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have a phone call from area code 201-567. Good morning, and welcome to Coffee with the Coach.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm well. You sound like you're well as well.
Yes, I'm doing perfectly fine. It's a splendid morning here in the state of New Jersey. What is the show exactly about today? Because I've been on my phone for a couple of hours right now, and one of my friends, he texted me this number. He said, great show. Very interesting. Call in immediately. So I was like, okay, sure. So what's the show about today?
Our topic today, what we do here on Coffee with the Coach, is we just talk to individuals who want to discuss some
care.
Issues, concerns, and topics that they would like to. Today I'm kind of talking about understanding how you trust yourself.
Nigger.
Reminding yourself how to trust and believe in your abilities and your talents and not be inundated or overwhelmed by your past experiences. It was just an experience. Yeah, we don't have to worry about that. We have a new now.
That's a very empowering show. So far, exactly what have we covered so that I don't, jump into something that we've covered already? Just where are we at right now in the show?
So tell me who you are.
Oh, well, I'm actually a gay male. I actually work at a gay bar. I'm a bartender. I love my job. I love the people that I work with. And, it has its benefits, obviously, but for the most part, yeah, that's my life. I'm a very incredibly liberal person. I love art. I love things of nature, things like that. I love going outdoors, all this stuff. Very interesting. And me and my partner, Big Russ, I like to call it, his name's Russell, we actually enjoy these things together. And right now I'm living a fairly happy life. Except for one aspect of it.
Okay, and what would that be?
That one aspect is, you know what it is. It's the bedroom.
Okay. So would that be your conversation? You want to think, how do you enhance that? You know, I tell people all the time, when we're having a relationship with someone, or when, especially when it goes to an intimate level, and when you've been with a person for a while, sometimes we can just kind of get complacent. We can forget about the energy we had initially.
Interesting. And another thing, I wanted to bring up this term. I was reading an article about it the other day about the term casual sexual intercourse. I honestly feel that does not exist. How is it possible to have casual sex? It's obviously a point of making love. It's nothing casual about it. I don't understand that. The people that do this, they make no sense. There's more to it than just a casuality of it. Am I correct?
The term casual is just saying that you're not planning to have a continued experience with that individual. Maybe you're just going to randomly, call them up and,
Carlos Nieves.
Say that part again?
I was talking to my friend.
So you're just having the opportunity where you are, just going by in a random relationship. You're not even a relationship. You may just even know the person's first name, or maybe you know the nickname, and you're just having that experience, It's not about building up. So, those are the type of things that, people make decisions, but I always tell everyone, when you make a decision or you make a compromise, just make sure that you're willing to accept all the consequences, because most of the time what happens, at least in my past experience and working with other people, what we find is that people have a tendency, even when they're being casual, they have a tendency to still have that emotional tie eventually, whether it's just the connection and knowing that that's something that's regular or seeking that experience.
Definitely care. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So let me just wrap it up. Since we've opened up enough, let me give you an experience of that whole – excuse me one second. Sorry about that. About that whole experience of casual sex. I'm speaking about this because when I was a young lad, I was very immature. What happened was I was getting into the bartending industry, and what happened was I met this guy, very handsome, very strong and brolic and very powerful indeed. But the best thing about it was that the worst thing was that he was one of those casual sex people, correct? So what happened was, we went back to my apartment, took him to the bedroom, treated him well. He pulled down his pants, and there was a fucking vagina there. There was a vagina. I don't even understand that. And I still ran the shit out of him. I don't even know what I was doing. And, honestly, nigger.
Well, the biggest thing to understand is that when you're engaging in any type of thing, it is what it is. And people are going to do what they're going to do because that's what they choose to do. But we're always going to remain positive. We're not going to be negative with people. We're not going to allow individuals to dominate in a position where they're going to continue to not want to receive something positive. And so, you know, again, your decision led you to what you're going to be, what you wanted to experience, and it is what it is. Be willing when you make a decision to make that compromise and know that your consequence may not be the one that you want. So thanks again for joining us. We're here on Coffee with the Coach. As always, we're always getting people online that want to try to drive us and send us on different place. But one thing is for sure, we're going to continue to live positively. We're going to continue to have a positive exchange and elevate ourselves to the greatest level of life that we can. That's what it's about. Here on Coffee with the Coach, this is Marian Ifua. It takes a lot more than that to rattle me, but we're going to make sure that we live our lives to experience the greatest experience possible. That means embracing your true inner self, authentic self, not able to be shaken or rattled by people and circumstances and thoughts and words of other people, because it really has no precedence in your life. Sure, there are family, sure, there are friends, sure, there are coworkers, there are community members, but ultimately it is going to be you who has to make the decision. You who will have to deal with the consequence and or benefit of that decision. You're live here on Coffee with the Coach on Not My Reality Live with Marian Ifua. We are talking about not buying into the disrespect and disregard for our longevity, of our survival. Letting go of the past, understanding that what we're doing is going to increase our goodness. Increase the higher good of other people. Increase the opportunity for us to live a greater life. That's what we're working on. That's what our goal is. That's why we are striving daily to have an experience that is greater than the one we had on yesterday. Not about living in fear and frustration and shame and being guilty. You know, someone once shared with me that they were very angry with their parents for the things that they had experienced while they were growing up. And I heard that a lot, and I even for a moment entertained the idea that I had some issues with my parents. But then I sat back and I realized my parents are humans. They're individuals. They've had a life as well. Their experiences have formed who they are. They may not be aware that the choices and decisions they've made, the impact that it's going to have on others. They, too, may have been exposed to fear and hurts and pains. So they did the best they could do at that moment, at that time. So I don't have a right to judge them. I know that there are things that are definitively not the best choice when our children are physically hurt or insulted. But what we need to do is embrace who we are and what we are and expect an exponential ever and future that is much greater than that first initial experience. Look at it as a way of it springboarding you into your next level of life, not being deterred and relegated to a life of servitude that doesn't bring you any type of happiness in your individual life. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come right back after these words.
Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian Ifua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian Ifua at 480-269-1038, 480-269-1038, or by visiting ifuaspeaks.com, ifuaspeaks.com. Marian Ifua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life.
We are right back here on Coffee with the Coach. on Blog Talk Radio. We want to welcome everyone who is listening in on today via the internet and on the phone lines. If you want to get in, if you're already on the lines, you just need to push 1. Understanding that we are here today just talking about issues and concerns and how we can get past that opportunity of fear and being dependent upon the past and how we've made mistakes. We want to move beyond that. We want to break those chains. Break free from those chains of things that are binding us down to a life that doesn't allow us to enjoy ourselves, that doesn't allow us to embrace who we really are. Begin to accept the transformation of change in your life, understanding that we are much more than the experience. That experience was just that, an experience. It is not who we are. A failed relationship is not who you are. You know, you are endowed with love from the beginning. And our first love begins with our relationship with the Creator. That we're going to embrace that. So when we are extending ourselves, we are an expression of that love. We can manifest that love and we can share that love. But when it's rejected, don't get to a place where you are spending a lot of time spinning your wheels trying to figure out if that person ever really loved you or valued your contribution. When it's rejected, just take it and reapply it to you to help you move forward, to help you do an assessment about that situation. Learn more about you. Identify what you like and dislike. What are you willing to do and not willing to do? That's what we are sharing on today. Reminder that my book, Not My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm, is available wherever books are sold, and it's only $18.95. But if you go to my website, you will get it at a cheaper rate. And my next two callers, they call in online who push 1 and give a comment. We'll have an opportunity. Or if you're in the chat room, you can also get a copy of it as well. And then over this next week, I'm going to be giving away a few copies. And a lot of times I do share from it. It is just a compilation of inspirational and encouragement quotes and affirmations. Things that I do on a regular basis, I've compiled them into one place. So now you can have it and take it anywhere you would like. You can share it with whomever you like. That's the beauty of it. Also want to invite you, I've just been added to the lineup for the 2013 Transform Your Life Cruise to Alaska. They will be happening in July 7th through the 14th. And you can follow up at Academy Travel and Tours. So go onto the website and check it out. It's also on my show page. I have posted that on the show page as well. I want to remind everyone to remember to always seek opportunities that are going to fulfill and empower you, making sure that all that you do, all that you are, is an example of your greatness, representative of your uniqueness, that is allowing you to show your passion for your purpose and allowing you to function in your destiny. That's what we're about, empowering you. So as you're taking time out daily, embrace who you are. Embrace the realizations that you've come to know. Quit dwelling on situations that are not going to benefit us. Quit dwelling in situations and on individuals that are not going to make a contribution that's going to enhance our development. That's what we're talking about here on today's show. Understanding how to move forward and how to embrace the truth of love, the truth of our authentic self, and share it with others. That's what we're saying today. Not worrying about what happened. And, it's not even about what happened to others around you. You witnessed it. You may have even had some reactions. And now your response is to ensure you take that opportunity, that knowledge, that experience, and harness the energy that's positive and that's beneficial and go forward. Join me here every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. And then on next week, we're going to be joined by a young lady who's going to talk to us about cleansing of the ends of our bodies. How do we cleanse ourselves holistically to get rid of some of the toxins that are physiologically inside of our bodies? Her name is called Sweet D, and she talks about the cleansing of the body using everyday food products and how we can enhance our lives, because our bodies house our spirits. And it's going to feed our mind. What you eat is truly true. You have to eat to live. You have to begin to harness the energy and the nutrients that you need to have the best life possible. It's a holistic treatment. It's not an individual. Holistic treatment, not individual. So we want to thank you again for joining us here on Not My Reality Live, Coffee with the Coach. I'm Marianne Ifua. Thank you for joining me. And I want to encourage you to look forward to opportunities that are waiting for you. When the storms are brewing, when the clouds are forming, when the wind is blowing and the downpour is here, allow yourself to embrace it. And remember that everything you need to get through this storm, through this opportunity, is inside of you. Until next time, continue peace and blessings. And remember to breathe. It's not the end of the road.
Just breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe. All around.
Not My Reality Live. I'm your host,